The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
This is Radio Southland 96.4 FM. I'm Darren Ludlow. My guest is Olita Crawford, Mahi Tukino Project Manager for Waihopai Hauora. Welcome in. We're here to talk hardcore.
Yes.
Hardcore Richie, a former Muay Thai kickboxer who is coming to Gore and Invercargill very soon with a message. Who is he? What's his background?
So Richie is previously was a Muay Thai fighter, and now he is a public speaker, educator on toxic masculinity, positive relationships. He works a lot with young people and a lot with men. He runs a gym that works alongside mentorship, education, brotherhood, and just helping men build confidence, heal their trauma. And by educating our young men early, we can hopefully prevent some of the frustration, anger that leads on to family violence later in life if we don't deal with that trauma at a young age.
Or even just, those amazing attitude changes. I'm trying to remember the name of that British film about the young boy who had toxic masculinity. It was all done in one shot. It's very good and won many awards. As males, older and younger, we're in this interesting position where, you know, we went through generations of just not talking, hiding stuff, to the point where now when you're parenting, it's how do you have those awkward conversations that you don't want to have, that the kids don't want to hear from you, that perhaps counter some of the advertising, movie imagery, and by movies I'm talking about not necessarily the stuff they're seeing at the cinema, but the stuff that they're seeing on their internet browser, that can give young males the wrong expectation of what a relationship is, what sex is. So you've got, I mean, how do we cope with all these things? It's relationships, social media, sexuality, and the pressures that young people face, which, my God, I go back to the days of analog when I grew up and just go, man, I was lucky compared to the pressures that kids face now.
Absolutely. So that's basically what this is. We're calling it our icebreaker conversation to get more speakers like Richie and Richie back again to do more specified topics on each thing separately. But this is our big icebreaker to talk about sex, to talk about relationships, consent, pornography, social media, and how different it is now than what it was for our generation, because we look back and think, gosh, all the things our parents didn't know about. But that level now with social media, our kids all have their own devices. It's just a whole, it's like they're in two separate worlds and we don't have control of either one of them. So by inviting Richie down, having this big conversation and hitting those hard topics that is society we don't like to talk about, hopefully we can help create a safe dialogue to have with our children, and for the children that don't have a safe parent to talk to, helping other adults in the community, whether it be coaches, mentors, teachers, other support agency professionals, to give them a bit of dialogue and a bit of narrative of how to approach those conversations with kids that might not have anyone else to have those conversations with. And sometimes it's not that we have to bring it up, sometimes they bring it up before we're ready. So this helps us be a little bit more prepared of how to respond to someone reaching out for help. And while it's aimed at young people, because that's where, you know, we want to do as much prevention as early as possible, it also relates to adults. So my generation, we come from a place where we didn't have cell phones until later in life. The cell phones we did have didn't do much. We didn't have internet on our first cell phones. But then we come into this amazing technology age where we got a lot at once. And so there's not a lot of safety nets around that. We didn't, you know, we were thrown in the deep end. We didn't have laws around it. We didn't have, you know, parents that had experience with it that could teach us about the dangers of talking with people online. And then when they did realise, we got the hard line. You know, you don't go on and talk to strangers. Open world gaming was just
about games.
Exactly, yeah.
And it wasn't grooming.
No. And the concept of it was very kind of, it's just like when I thought of, you know, open world gaming, it's a rich kid's game. Whereas now anyone can do it. Mm. And it can be a free app on your phone and you're talking to people all over the world. So while playing something that looks quite innocent. So, we're living in an age that 20 years ago we thought was 100 years away, and now it's here. So hopefully by having these communications with people like Richie that work in this stuff all the time, it just gives us a taste of what we should be looking for. You know, what other things should I be looking to learn? And we'll hopefully in the next year we'll get more people down to talk about things more specifically.
Because here's the thing. If these are not conversations that you as a parent are having with your kids, guess who they're getting the information from? They're called influencers. And many of them are, I'd like to use a really nasty word here, self-serving, narcissistic people looking to monetize things and get free stuff for themselves. But from the outside, our kids look at it and go, they're living the life, they're doing all that, I want to be them.
Absolutely.
But they're spreading, in some cases, some toxic politics and perspectives. It's a real concern.
It is, and we're seeing a lot more influences that, we're seeing self-harm, OD, suicide, and that all of these things come from the pressures that they put them, you know, they live this lifestyle, but with that lifestyle comes this really high pressure. And so when we've got our young people and our young adults as well chasing that same lifestyle, they end up putting that same pressure on themselves, and we start getting into the realms of online bullying, real life bullying, and that whole keyboard warrior world where people don't have if they don't have a filter, they don't need to have one.
Mm. They feel that it's stuff that they can say online, having been the subject of quite a bit of that stuff across the years. It's very interesting when you confront somebody face-to-face and go, so I'm at this, am I?
Definitely.
And they go, oh, no. No, I type lol after that. Okay. So what I'm going to do is insult you and then laugh.
And then laugh.
And see how you feel. Because I can be really good at that. I can't understate how important it is for young men, because we don't talk particularly well and they don't want to listen. But they are conversations, in my experience, that are phenomenally uncomfortable for both of us.
Yes.
But afterwards, the kids will go away and they'll think about it and they'll feel like, hopefully, there's a pathway open where they can start to ask questions and have conversations with you that, you know, you still might feel uncomfortable about. But when you think on it, it's like, my goodness, I'm really grateful you're actually asking me this rather than going somewhere else.
Definitely. And I think, too, when you've got children that are, or young people that are making mistakes, which, you know,
is what
we're supposed to. Yep. We're supposed to learn from our mistakes from a young age. And, you know, often, you know, a parent finds out about a mistake they've made, or they come to the parent with a mistake they've made, and the natural response is to get angry and punish. And it doesn't actually lead to any education or dialogue about what's actually happened or what's led up to that mistake, or about the reality of consequences if they keep making those mistakes. So it all becomes about the punitive side of parenting. And by, you know, taking a different approach when those mistakes happen, and, you know, tell me more about why you made that decision.
And don't let it rest at, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you're not...
Because I don't know just means I haven't thought about it. So let's think about it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you know that it was wrong. But how can we have a conversation about stopping that mistake from happening again? Yeah.
So the evenings are targeted at people 16 and over. So if you've got older teens, could I get to bring them along?
Yes, yeah, definitely. They don't have to sit with you. We want as many different people in the audience as we can get. It's rated 16 and over because obviously we're going to be talking about sex and we don't want to traumatise anybody. And the idea is, like, even if you've got young children, it's good preparation for when this time comes. So parents, teachers, sports coaches, aunties and uncles, grandparents. It could be that you've listened to this and realised that you don't know what some of these words are. Come along and learn about it. And, you know, it could be that you end up being the safe adult for a young person. Just help with the narrative and the conversation that could come along.
So these two events are free. Yes. There's one in Gore on the 23rd of July.
Yes.
Where's that?
Marawai Senior Campus, so the old Gore High School.
Ah, right.
Yep.
Following night, 24th, Friday evening, what a way to spend it, down at the Murihiku Marae from 7 o'clock down on Tramway Road. Great view.
Yes.
And always a great guy too. How did you come across Richie Hardcore and the Hardcore Honesty Program, Aline?
So he does a lot of work with Matt Brown, who we had done last year.
Yep.
And I went to a conference in Christchurch, the Changemakers Conference, with Richie, Matt and Jace Brown, who's a former school principal that talks about the neurological science behind a young person's brain. So the three of them together in a room was really interesting. We had 100 different professionals that work in the family violence prevention space in one room, and it was just, I don't even know how to explain it, but it was just really cool to see so many people that were passionate about safer communities.
Yep.
And safer people. And Richie's talk is what sort of, it made me the most uncomfortable, but it really opened my eyes. I've got a boy that's about to be a teenager. Really opened my eyes to, you know, I don't have brothers, so this is going to be a whole new experience ahead. So if I was feeling like that, no doubt there's a lot of other people as well. So.
Do people have to register for these?
No, we tried the registration thing last year, but I think Southenders don't like too many steps, which is fine. So we're
just
rolling.
We'll
just come along. So, yeah, both venues are quite well-sized, and we will just head count as people walk through.
So 7 o'clock, Thursday, July 23rd at the Marawai Senior Campus in Gore. 7 o'clock, Friday the 24th of this month, Murihiku Marae on Tramway Road here in Invercargill. Hardcore Honesty, talking about relationships, social media, sexuality and the pressures that young people face today. It is a 16 and overs evening. But congratulations to Waihopai Hawata for organising this, and Alita Crawford, Mahi Tukino, Project Manager. Thank you very much for joining us on Radio Southland.
Thank you for having me.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.